This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The House Education Committee advanced a bill Tuesday changing TOPS allocations during a budget shortfall. Committee Chair Nancy Landry is the author.
If, for example, there was a 5% shortage, then everyone would get 5% less.
Currently, only those with the highest ACT scores would get the scholarships, until the money runs out.
For the first time, we may have a shortage in TOPS, and we want to have an equitable way to make those cuts if we have to make them.
Landry, a Republican, clearly isn't sure the changes House appropriations made to the budget are going to stick.
The amendments before you now fully funds TOPS.
House Appropriations Chair Cameron Henry offered amendments to House Bill 1 Monday, protecting the scholarship program by making deeper cuts to other state agencies.
While the governor's recommended amendments put higher education last in the percentage of funding their target amount, the amendments you have before you put them among the top.
Governor John Bel Edwards doesn't believe that's wise.
Appropriations Committee Chairman Representative Henry is proposing several different things to fully fund TOPS. I think it's a bad idea to simply take across-the-board cuts. That's the easy thing to do, not the right thing to do.
The Appropriations Committee approved the changes to the budget, displaying the stark differences that still exist between some House Republicans and the Democratic governor. Henry made it clear where he stands, saying the shortfall really comes down to a difference between what is needed and what is wanted.
The $600 million figure is actually the difference between the state appropriated base on REC forecast and the governor's target amount of money that he would actually like to have.
The full House takes up the budget bill Thursday. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.